Whether it's apples, clothes, or equipment, a lot of what consumers buy relies on diesel fuel to get to its destination. Aaron Roth, executive director of Wisconsin Petroleum Council, says diesel prices are likely to remain high because there's robust demand.
We use diesel for our rail traffic, shipping on the Great Lakes, and also the truck traffic. If you go out here on I-94, you'll see sometimes six trucks in a row.
Not all those trucks are full. Getting loads on a return trip is more difficult in a weak economy. And Wisconsin truckers are paying 30% more to register their rigs, a provision approved in the last budget. Tom Howells from the Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association says add in $4 a gallon diesel and it's tough.
We hear from our members almost daily and sometimes more often than that about how difficult and frustrating it is right now.
Higher fuel prices have not significantly changed consumer habits in the past, but Brendan Chulz from the Wisconsin Grocers Association speculates that might be changing for shoppers who drive to the store.
There's not any hard data, but you kind of get a sense that consumers and customers are coming to the store and maybe buying more in one trip so that they don't have to come the next day or the next day.
Diesel prices in Wisconsin are hovering around $4 a gallon, with prices in Vesper and Sister Bay 30 cents more, according to WisconsinGasPrices.com. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.